My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered. Luke 14, verse 1 to 14. Kingdom character. In these verses, as Jesus criticizes the false faith of the Pharisees, he teaches us three characteristics of the kingdom to ensure that we don't fall into the same trap as the Pharisees. 1. The kingdom of God is not legalistic. 2. The kingdom of God is not proud. And 3. The kingdom of God is not self-serving. The Sabbath continued to be a flashpoint between Jesus and his opponents. And on this Sabbath in question, the Pharisees seem to have set a trap for Jesus. If there's a sick person present, Jesus, in his compassion, is going to want to heal that person. Isn't it so cynical of the Pharisees to use Jesus' compassion against him? But of course it doesn't work. Jesus nicely sidesteps their trap and uses the opportunity to teach the people. The Pharisees used the law as a means to earn right standing with God and to look good before others. They added to the law in legalistic fashion. Nowhere in the law does it say you can't heal on the Sabbath. Jesus highlights their hypocrisy and legalism in their affirmation that it's okay to pull your son or an ox from a well on the Sabbath, but not to heal a sick man before them. The opposite of legalism is not doing nothing. The legalist and the spiritually disciplined person may do the same activities, but the issue is one of motivation. R. Kent Hughes, in his book Disciplines of a Godly Man, puts it like this. The legalistic heart says, I will do this thing to gain merit with God. The disciplined heart says, I will do this thing because I love God and want to please him. Legalism is self-centered, discipline is God-centered. Not done teaching, Jesus responds to their pride on display in vying for position at the table. Jesus points out the risk of humiliation in his illustration of turning up to a wedding and plonking yourself down at the top table with the bridal party, only to be asked to move further down the table to the least exalted position before all the guests. Better to start low and be brought up by others than face this kind of public disgrace. But is this just a lesson on good table manners? No, it's not. Jesus addresses their pride and self-importance. Kingdom character is humble, not proud and self-serving. The Pharisees' social system was all about reciprocity. I do something for you, you do something for me. I invite you for dinner, you invite me for dinner. Always seeking to get into better company with the right people. Jesus says this is not right. Kingdom character is not self-serving, but seeks to serve those who don't have the capacity to repay. And our expressions of service should not be for our own benefit in that way. When you consider your Christian life and service, how do you measure up? Legalistic, proud, self-serving, or disciplined, humble, and God-serving? Remember, we're not to be legalistic and proud, but the opposite of that is not to do nothing and that anything goes. No, we're to be holy for he is holy. But in our pursuit of holiness, we need to take care that it doesn't become legalistic or a badge of pride. The late R.C. Sproul once said, "We have replaced the proclamation of Christ with an easy-listening legalism of do more and try harder." There may be more we can do in our spiritual discipline, but faith comes first, then our work. Never lose sight of the gospel. Preach it to yourself daily. Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenovaec.com. That's contact@kenovaec.com.